Lage 60.
Gegnerfall 8, Bug links, Lage 60.
Gegnerfall 8, Bug links, Lage 60. Eingestellt, steht.
Vorne um 3.
Vorne um 3 liegt.
Entfernung 500.
Entfernung 500. 500. Eingestellt, steht.
Zerpeilung 009. Tiefe 3. Torpedogeschwindigkeit 35.
Tiefe 3, Torpedogeschwindigkeit 35.
Was hätte ich geprüft?
Laufend. Fächer aus, Rohr 1 und 4.
Rohr 1 und 4 sind fertig.
Fächer.
Los! Fächer los!
Fünf, vier, drei, zwei, eins.
Zeit um!
Jawohl.
Ja.
Das ist der Kaloi.
Tja, meine Herren. Der war mir das Rückgrat gebrochen.
Schnell, Frauenbräuchen, einfach null! Fallung steht, bis schnell runter! Es ist der Kaloi! Satan!
Komplett nicht wieder, geht schnell!
Steuerbord 20! Alle Außenbordverschlüsse prüfen!
Komm auf!
Von der 10 Grad gehen durch!
Von der 10 Grad gehen durch! 45 Meter! Schnell getaucht, Herr Galoi!
Relativ im Rudermitte! Rechts auch!
220 Grad liegen an!
Kontakt rechts. Backbordmaschine stopp.
Backbordmaschine stopp. Backbordmaschine hat gestoppt.
Backbordmaschine langsam im Fahrzeug.
Backbordmaschine langsam im Fahrzeug. Backbordmaschine macht langsam im Fahrzeug.
Wasserbomben!
Thank you.
Ich verlange einen Anschlag, verdammt nochmal an! Ist tot! Die Leute sind alle tot! Der Obermaschinist Müller, diese Gas, diese noch schlimmer. Sogar der dicke Junge aus Nordhausen sind alle tot, Herr Galoy. Backbord Abgasklappe defekt. Backbord Diesel, mit Seewasser geflutet. Kurbelgehäuse und das Übrige abgesoffen. Steuerbord Diesel.
Es gibt was im Haus, ich weiß.
Beschädigt. 300 ab hier vor, 208er. Ich kann die beschädigten Zellen überbrücken, aber vielleicht 308er.
Na, großartig!
Das reicht ja mal für die Beleuchtung. Bisschen rumkarieren vielleicht. Kinder, kannst du das? Ich sorge dafür, dass deine Jungs die Opfer werden.
Banker! Herr Galoy!
Wo haben wir die U-Absätze? Position. AL 8532. Alle Maschinen ausgefallen. Manövrieren fähig. Erwarten Hilfe.
Johnny, this is Andy Tiles, my best friend.
Hi.
We went to Naples together.
Nice to meet you, Johnny.
Hey, I got you on Larson Stone. To our Navy's next sub skipper.
Thank you.
Lieutenant, you gonna hoist up a few beers with the enlisted boys later?
You got it, Greg.
All right.
Mr. Tyler. My mom is here visiting. Can I bring over to meet you?
Sure thing, Trigger. Sure thing.
That's the lieutenant I was talking to.
Lieutenant Tyler!
Hello there, Prudence, Louise, Mrs. Dog, Captain.
Where's your date, Andy? It's not like you to arrive stag like this.
I'm afraid I couldn't get one on such short notice, ma'am. Captain, could I have a word with you?
Certainly. Tell him excuse us.
Okay.
Be right back.
Get my boat.
I know.
And with all due respect, sir, there's only one way that could have happened, and that's if you withheld your recommendation.
That's right. I just don't think you're ready.
What do you mean I'm not ready? Sir, I have worked my tail off on the S-33. I'm qualified in every area, and then some. Executive officer has higher marks than I do.
Andy. You're just not ready to take on a command of your own. Now, I've made my decision. It's done.
Mr. Tyler, how you doing, sir? Having a good time?
Hell yeah, Chief. How about you?
Looking forward to getting underway. I'm a sea dog. Need some salt, sir.
You torpedoed me, Chief. 9 months aboard the S-33. Doing the best job I know how. Doing everything once, and then doing it again just to make sure I didn't miss anything the first time.
You'll get your chance, sir. There's other commands in the Navy.
Didn't warn me.
Ain't my place, sir.
Home secure. Time to go.
What's the meaning of this, Sergeant?
You the senior man?
That's right. I'm the XO of the S-33. These men have a 48-hour liberty pass.
No, sir. Not no more.
Those yard birds doing in my boat?
Looks like a goddamn Nazi submarine.
And it's a fine Navy day.
They wouldn't give me 5 minutes to consummate my marriage. 5 minutes. What's going on here?
Hell if I know. Put your cover on.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Tyler, call the crew to quarters.
Aye, Captain.
Quarters! Everybody fall in. Get in formation now. Go now. Formation.
Repair crew 3, muster with first lieutenant. Repair crew 3, muster with first lieutenant.
Captain Dogg and all crew members present and accounted for, sir.
Very well. At ease. I'm sorry your liberty's been cut short, but our schedule has changed. We have 2 hours to get stowed for sea and set the maneuvering watch. Mr. Larson, have your torpedo and load the tubes to their 4 best fish. Mr. Emmett, warm up the diesels and line up a battery charge. Mr. Tyler, we have dry stores, ordnance, and perishables to get below decks. Gentlemen, it's our turn. That's all. Attention!
Hi, Captain.
Curtis Smith, you're the man. Stores load. You got 6 seconds to get on your boondockers and dungarees and turn to!
Tyler, is this for real or is it a drill?
Oh, you know, it's on turn. What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know. But I'm going to find out. Get your jobs turned out.
All off-going duty officers report to the dive.
Captain Doggett, could you fill me in on what's going on, sir? I mean, we're obviously not going to the Caribbean station.
No, we're not. Going on a special op. We'll be briefed with Mr. Emmett and Mr. Larson once we get underway.
Aye, sir.
Andy, listen. I'm going to need the very best from you on this run, regardless of any differences you may have with me. You clear on that?
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, go find radio man Wentz and quietly escort him to the materiel office.
Mr. Tyler.
How are you, son?
I'm fine, Admiral Duke. What brings you up here?
He does. That's Lieutenant Hirsch. He's going to be riding your boat. You're not working for Subland on this run. Mr. Hirsch has operational control. He's the boss. Anything he wants, he gets.
Well, that's not mine. All right. Is this him?
Man hat mir gesagt, dass ihre Familie aus Koblenz stammt. Echtes rheinisches Bauernvolk. Verstehen Sie mich, Herr Wentz?
Yes, sir.
Können Sie sich auf Deutsch verständigen? Können Sie die Sprache in Wort und Schrift? Oder sind Sie nur ein einfacher Bauernlümmel mit deutschem Namen?
Herr Leutnant, ich bin ein einfacher Bauernlümmel. Einer, der aber ziemlich gut Deutsch schreiben, lesen und sprechen kann. Ich habe deutsche Literatur an der Braun studiert, bevor ich den Kampf gegen den Faschismus aufgenommen habe.
Ich Vielen Dank, Herr Wentz. He'll do.
Thank you, Wentz. That's all for now. Lieutenant, prepare the boat to get underway.
Aye, sir. Admiral.
Mr. Tyler, please, don't tell the other guys I'm half German. They'll hate me.
Yeah, sure thing, Wentz.
Repair crew 3, muster with first lieutenant. Repair crew 3, muster with first lieutenant. Burn the crew.
Duty officer, late to the paint shop. Duty officer,
to the paint shop.
You're
all
right, Mr. Tyler.
Tip top, Eddie.
Tip top.
I want to thank you for that Liberty Pass. My girl thanks you, too. Yeah, you're a good man, Mr. Tyler. Heart's in the right place. Just need to give some time. Yeah, I heard about what happened to you. That's one of the advantages of being seen and not being seen. You'd be surprised some of the shit we mess stewards here. Boy, don't go dropping my eggs. Now look. Excuse me, Mr. Tyler. Look, all you got to do is pick him up. Both hands. Both hands.
Down here, then. Tyler. What the hell are you going to tell me? I hear about this from the chief.
Let me say, you shit can be.
Now you're going to transfer to another boat.
Excuse me. Either one of you two tell me where I can find the exec of this thing?
Yeah, that's me, Mac. We'll have a truck unloaded here shortly.
Well, you unload it now. Here's a manifest. Get those crates below decks.
Who the hell are you?
Marine Major Coonan, Office of Naval Intelligence. I'm going to sea with you boys. That's my luggage. You got a problem? Talk to Mr. Hirsch.
Secure diesel, switch propulsion to the battery.
Main induction indicates shut.
Aye.
Reboard, Skipper.
Very well.
Passing the 100-fathom curve. On course on time, sir.
Engine room reports secure diesels. Propulsion switch to the battery.
Very well. All ahead two-thirds.
All ahead two-thirds, aye.
Mr. Emmett, take her down. Make your depth 150 feet, 10-degree down bubble.
150 feet, 10-degree down bubble.
Aye, sir. Chief of the watch, sound the dive alarm. Pass the word along the 1MC. Over the main valve tank vents.
Aye, sir. Passing the word. Dive. Sir, main ballast tank vents indicate open.
All right, both planes dive, 15 degrees.
Both planes dive, 15 degrees,
all clear. Decks awash.
Decks awash, all right, sir.
Thank you.
First time on a submarine?
That's right.
60 feet.
Lower the scope.
Captain, engine room reports minor flooding from the shaft seals and brine pump. Bilge is at 18 inches and rising.
Very well.
How deep does this thing go?
Well, she'll go all the way to the bottom if we don't stop her.
Normally, we try not to get below 150 feet. Any deeper, the leaks overwhelm the pumps. These S-boats are antiques. Older than most of the crew.
100 feet.
Aye.
Excuse me, Mr. Hammond. Put a pipe patch on and lash it with Marlin. The yard can fix it when we get back to port.
Aye, sir.
Relax, gentlemen. She's old. She'll hold.
Last night at 0300 hours, a British destroyer reported depth charging and sinking a German U-boat. However, sometime thereafter, Allied direction finding stations triangulated a coded enemy radio signal to this position here, near the chop line. We believe the U-boat was disabled, not sunk, and is drifting eastward on a 4-knot current. Now, French resistance reported a resupply submarine sailed from the Lorient U-boat pens yesterday afternoon with engine parts and mechanics, and we believe it's been a rendezvous with the disabled U-boat. On board that U-boat is this. A typewriter. An Enigma code machine. It allows the German Navy to communicate with the submarines in secret. And our inability to decipher their messages is costing us this war. Mr. Kunin?
All right, this is basically a Trojan horse operation. The S-33 will rendezvous with a U-boat posing as the German resupply sub. I will lead a boarding party dressed in Kriegsmarine uniforms to the enemy submarine. We will take it by force and secure the Enigma. Any German survivors will be transferred to the S-33 and the U-boat will be scuttled.
The German resupply submarine will arrive at the rendezvous and will assume that the U-boat succumbed to its wounds and sank. The Germans must never suspect we have the Enigma. That is vital.
So it's a race?
Yes, effectively.
Who's the boarding party?
Well, since you're the XOU, sir. Mr. Emmett, Mr. Larson, Mr. Hirsch, and 9 of your ship's company. The captain, of course, will remain on board the S-33.
Mr. Kuhn and our boys are submarine sailors. Not combat marines.
Boys on board that U-boat are sailors, too. Your men will be ready, Lieutenant. I'll train them myself.
You've come to the right boat. Mechaniker.
Hallo, ich war Lehrling in der Garage meines Onkels. Ich habe an Motorrädern rumgeschraubt. Ich hab's versucht.
Menschenskinder. Ich brauche einen Mechaniker.
Was haben die gesagt, Herr Kaloy?
Wir erbitten unsere Gastfreundschaft. Unmöglich. Erschießen. Wir werden keine Überlebenden an Bord nehmen. Direkter Befehl vom Führer. Was glauben Sie passiert, wenn die aufgeflogen werden? Sie werden unsere Position durchgehen. Ich dann oder wir. Macht sich schon.
She was hotter than Dark, even more embedded her. No, I could tell she was interested, but she was classy, you know? The type of girl that wants you to take her to a country club dance or something.
Yeah. Like you've ever seen the inside of a country.
Hey, like I'd even want to, right?
You know what? I can see I'm not getting anywhere with her, so what I do is I use my secret weapon. I tell her about the S-26. Does the trick right away.
Talking about that while we're underway.
Why? What happened with the S-26?
Yeah, what happened? You guys don't know?
No.
No.
She was running a test dive down off Norfolk. Chef seal failed. She sunk to 400 feet. Know how much water pressure there is that deep?
So, you will be the first one eating powdered eggs on this cruise. Keep it up, yeah?
Come in.
It's our position, Captain. We're still bucking some pretty heavy seas. I estimate us to be about 3 hours behind schedule. Told Mr. Emmett to run at flank speed and hold off on a trim dive until we make up the lost time.
That's fine, Lieutenant. You're a first-rate XO, Andy. Damn good submariner. I know the men like you.
I'd give my life for any one of them, sir.
I know you would. I'm not questioning your bravery. The question is, what about their lives? You and Mr. Emmett are good friends. Went through the academy together. Would you be willing to sacrifice his life? Or what about some of the younger enlisted men? I know a lot of those guys look up to you like a big brother. You willing to lay their lives on the line? You see, you hesitate. But as a captain, you can't. You have to act. If you don't, you put the entire crew at risk. Now that's the job. It's not a science. You have to be able to make hard decisions based on imperfect information. Asking men to carry out orders that may result in their deaths. And if you're wrong, you suffer the consequences. If you're not prepared to make those decisions, without pause, without reflection, and you've got no business being a submarine captain. Tell Mr. Hirsch I'd like a word with him, would you?
Aye, sir.
Captain.
Thank you.
I was going with you, gentlemen.
I feel the same way you do, Carson.
Gentlemen, I'd like to propose a toast. The officers and crew of the S-33, distinguished guests, Mr. Hirsch, Mr. Coonan. Success, gentlemen.
Success.
Captain Dogman, sir? What is it, Wentz?
Chief says we picked up a radar contact at 070.
Very well. Mr. Larson?
Signal lamp off the starboard bow.
I see it. Pass the word along. Submarine sight on the starboard bow. Stand by to man battle station.
Aye, sir.
All right, here we go. One last time. Lieutenant Tyler's raft gets from the conning tower aft. My raft gets the gun crew. And no one shoots till I shoot first. You read me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Outstanding. Lock and load. You'll be all right, son.
Captain, I estimate the German resupply sub has a 14-knot speed of advance. My latest plot puts him at 12 hours away, sir.
Very well, Mr. Larson.
Captain, the boarding party's ready, sir. Wait your go-ahead.
I put her low in the water. I want to give that U-boat as little silhouette as we can.
Sir?
Prepare to disembark the boarding party.
Aye, Captain.
This thing goes south. I will blow that Nazi boat right out of the water.
Understood, sir.
Very well.
Trophy and you get the hell out of there.
Aye, sir.
Boys are gonna be fine.
I know they will, sir.
Good luck, Andy.
Godspeed, skipper.
Three on the bridge, four on the foredeck, five aft. Now remember, both rafts need to be tied up before we move.
Jesus H. Christ. They got machine guns.
Steady, gentlemen. Wait for the signal. Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! All right, who's the captain?
Huh?
Who's the captain? Captain!
How about you, ugly? You the captain?
Huh? Trigger? Anybody moves, you shoot him right here in the forehead. You understand me?
Get up!
All right.
Lucky number 11. Let's go! It's your first time looking at a black man, ain't it? Get used to it. Let's go! Get over here! Hurry it up. It's gonna be sun up in an hour.
Submerged U-boat, 010, real close, less than 1,000 yards.
Goddamn resupply, sir. Trigger, what's ahead of you?
280, sir.
All right, right full rudder steady on 010.
All right, sir, right full rudder steady on course 010, sir.
Tank starboard back full. Rabbit,
get back there. Starboard back full, all right, sir.
Watch your dip. Shield's flux.
Rabbit! We got 4 fish tubes deployed, but I can't open the muzzle doors until I hit mine. I can't find the valve!
Land tail, Brad!
Enemy submarine, close aboard! Torpedo in the water! Torpedo in the water!
I believe I will stay where you are! Hurry, transport it to the torpedo room! Now mark your head every 10 degrees.
Aye, sir! Now pass it 320!
Turn, baby, turn! Turn!
Holy shit, what's what? This is crazy! I can't equalize the dude!
What do you mean?
Equalizing valve! Equalizing valve!
Zero!
No!
Drainage! You're going to drainage!
No! Now passing 000!
Swing, you bastard, swing. Gina, stand by case, we have to put a forward trim.
Yes! Turn away! Turn away!
in the water. Best bearing to the U-boat. 010.
All right, Rabbit, get ready to fire a spread.
222, zero gyro.
Fire! Rabbit, fire! What's going on?
What is that? What? Hop on! The fish is stuck. There must have been spinning alive.
Well, Rabbit, get those fish out of the boat before they blow!
Look for your boat there! Fire
in there! Those are both there!
Ah. One, two away, lining up 2, 3, and 4!
3 and 4, fire! All fish running, cut straight and normal!
The 33 boat, Mr. Tyler.
Let's take her up and look for survivors. She.
Give me some rise on the planes.
Rise on the planes.
Blow your main ballast. Left, we used up when we maneuvered.
What about the diesels?
Starboard's a wreck. We need the dry dock to fix it. Portside diesel's the good news. Where the crowd's head wrenching on, didn't know a piston head from his sister's titty. I think I can fix it.
Okay, Tank. Do what you can.
Yes, sir.
All right. Listen up.
We've decided on a course. We're heading for England, Land's End.
It's the closest, besides occupied France.
Private, how many torpedoes we have?
Just one. It's in the stern tube, which is busted. The high pressure line's bleeding air from somewhere.
Yeah, what is the trigger?
Can't we just use the radio? Fire off a mayday and wait for a rescue?
It's impossible. If we transmit, the Germans will direction find our position to a grid where they're missing two U-boats. If they even suspect we have the Enigma, they will change their entire coding system. And that would completely negate the purpose of our mission.
Mr. Tyler, if we head for England, we're going to go straight through the Western approaches.
He's right. I mean, that's Sherry's backyard.
And listen, guys.
It's full of U-boats. And we got nothing to defend ourselves with.
Do you think I got all the answers? You think I know how we're going to get out of this mess? I don't. I don't know how.
I said we use the radio.
Yeah. Nobody asked you.
Yeah, we use the radio and take our goddamn chances.
Yeah. I said, can it?
It's what the captain would have done if
he was alive. Captain's dead.
Over a typewriter.
It's not a typewriter.
Hell, the name, it's got buttons like a typewriter.
Yeah, well, it's not.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, I say it's crazy to get ourselves killed.
Navy says it's important. It's important. Navy says it's more important than you, him, me, fine. We're gonna die trying. That ain't crazy. That's our job.
Yeah, well, what I don't seem to understand, Chief, is how come you're not in charge?
Got up on his dog and was kicking Tyler out of the Navy anyway, and everybody here knows that.
You stole that ship right now, Sailor. Lieutenant Tyler is your commanding officer, and we respect that man as such. Do you understand?
Yes, Chief.
Pop was a fisherman. And this old 60-footer, he'd run all over the Gulf. Noisy two-stroke diesel. Rotten to the gunnels, that thing. I mean, I could scrub that deck 3 times a day and it still stunk like fish. I swore I'd never skip her boat like that, Chief. I saw myself standing on the bridge of a battleship. A real sea captain.
Mr. Tyler, permission to speak freely?
Of course, Chief.
This is the Navy. We're commanding officers, a mighty and terrible thing.
A man to be feared and respected. All-knowing. All-powerful. Don't you dare say what you said to the boys back there again. I don't know. Those C words will kill a crew. Dead as a depth charge. You're the skipper now. And the skipper always knows what to do, whether he does or not.
Aircraft up to port bow!
Real sorry, sir. Dropped it out of the clouds.
Rabbit, Trigger, stand by the flat gun.
Sir.
It's German. Looks like long-range reconnaissance. What the hell's it doing way out here?
Jesus, here he comes.
All right, sit tight. As far as he knows, we're all playing on the same team. Everybody wave.
Wave? So we're sitting ducks. If we shoot first, we can blow him out of the sky.
We shoot and miss, he's gonna radio us in. That plane's gonna be the least of our problems.
This is crazy. He's gonna get us killed. He's coming around. He's attacking. For Christ's sake, Rabbit, do something.
Tell him to shut up, Rabbit. Ignore him.
Do something. It's gonna strafe us, Robin. It's coming right at us. Line up. Do something.
Acknowledge me, Stephen Parker.
Now, Rabbit, shoot him.
Parker, you do not fire that weapon. Get your finger on that trigger.
Pull the trigger. Pull that trigger.
Fire
that. We're gonna die. Do it.
God damn you.
What the hell are you doing, huh?
This is not a goddamn democracy!
Mr. Tyler, I see a mast on the horizon.
That's a Nazi destroyer. That plane must have been running a recon screen for it.
Clear the bridge! Chief, secure the diesel and dive the ship!
Dive the ship, aye, sir!
Drop it, you Nazi son of a bitch! Drop it!
speak.
Listen to me.
You gotta secure the diesel and find out why the vent valves won't open now.
Yes, sir.
God damn it. Eddie, get this son of a bitch out of here. Chain him up to the bunks. Make sure his hands and feet are secure. Put him into submission.
Seven, we have a big problem.
Take care, Ted.
Tell Tank to finish those repairs. The destroyer's sending a launch.
He needs 5 minutes, Mr. Tyler.
We don't have 5 minutes, Chief.
Lieutenant, a deck cannon. Refire a shell below the waterline.
Wouldn't do a goddamn thing. Now, that tub could take 100 shells. What we need is a working torpedo, which we do not have.
Trigger, stand by on the flat gun. And when I give you the word, turn that launch into driftwood, all right?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna find out who we are in about 60 seconds.
Trigger, ready on that weapon?
Chief, tell Tank he has 1 minute. Get Winch and Rabbit up here with the machine gun. Hirsch, what happens when they find out we're not German?
Well, after they shoot us as spies, they'll radio to headquarters. They'll tell me Enigma's been compromised.
What if we take out their radio? Before they can notify anyone about us.
How?
With that deck gun. It's gonna be one hell of a shot, but we can do it. And we dive like hell, and we get under them quick. We lure them a little bit closer to the continent. In range of Allied air cover.
Then we call in an airstrike.
Mr. Tyler?
Yeah, we call in an airstrike.
Send the bitch got a person behind drugs. In front of the stop valve.
See that structure topside just aft of the flying bridge with the big antenna sticking out of it?
Yes, sir.
That's the radio shack. You and Wince get on the deck gun. On my command, I want you to put a shell right through the goddamn porthole.
Get to it, gentlemen. Get to it.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the aftermath of the war. Headed.
Want them at the line, Helfen?
Ja, gleich.
Was ist das?
Das ist der Falle!
Tell him to go away, Mr. Hirsch.
Hold up! Hold up!
Hold up!
Hold up!
Hold up!
Drück auf Bord! Schneller, schneller! Mach jetzt mal!
Talk to me, Rabbit!
Get good, man, and ready, no respect, sir! Fire!
That did it. We're going under.
65 meters. Passing 10 meters. Meters.
Charged?
Once. Off Myrmex. Back in World War I. One charge came so close it rattled 4 teeth out of the skipper's head. Wasn't even close.
The German must have sabotaged it.
God damn it. There's no way we make it to Allied air cover creeping along on one shaft.
Thank you.
Can you fix the stern tube?
I don't know, Mr. Tyler.
I don't want and I don't know. Can you fix the torpedo tube, yes or no?
Yes, sir. I think I can.
Thank you, Tank. Chief, make depth 160 meters.
That's more than 500 feet.
Take us down, Chief.
Aye, sir.
160 meters. 20 degrees dive, both planes.
Dive, sir.
Mr. Tyler, sir, you planning on going up against a destroyer with only one fish in the tube and a busted motor?
Yes, I am, Eddie.
How wise is that, Lieutenant?
Not very. But have a look. Chief. There's no way a two-knot submarine can even fire positioning at a 30-knot destroyer. Unless we go deep. At 160 meters, we can shoot out a bunch of junk from the forward tubes. It will reach the surface and create a debris field. Now, the destroyer's going to go to the center of that debris field, shut off its engines to make it real nice and quiet, and do an acoustic search to make sure we're dead. But we're not. You see, we're here, on our way, up to periscope depth. Principle of ascent velocity. We let our positive buoyancy pull us up and away from the destroyer. And when we surface, we'll be showing it our ass at 700 yards. That is a perfect setup for a stern shot on a stationary target. Boom. It don't get much prettier than that.
Hi, Mrs. Tyler.
Hi.
Passing 1.0 meters.
Very well. Grab it. I need you to load Mazzola's body into tube 3 and put an escape jacket on him to make sure he floats.
I'm gonna shoot him out like garbage.
His body is gonna save our lives.
See if he works for me.
Hirsch, go grab it. Eddie, can you man both lanes?
Sir.
Mr. Tyler. If you can't take out that destroyer, the danger's not that some of us may die, but that some of us may live.
These men have seen and heard things that must not be revealed to the enemy. Secrets, such as our radar capabilities and our understanding of German encryption. If we fall into German hands alive, we will be tortured without mercy. Either you succeed in sinking that ship, or you must see to it that none of us survive to be captured.
Thank you.
soul to God and commit his body to the deep.
Mr. Tyler, contact is zigging. Splashes. Contact getting closer. More splashes.
Tank. Line up to pump engine room bilge to sea.
Yes, sir.
Sending them charges too shallow.
Aye, sir.
Making my depth 200 meters. 10 degrees dive, both planes.
10 degrees dive, both planes?
Seven meters.
Tank, what's the status on the stern torpedo tube?
There's a couple things wrong. I can operate the muscle door now, but I'm still working on the impulse there.
180 meters.
The gauge back here says 180 meters.
Thanks, Tank. I know. Keep working. Piping's damaged.
There's a break in the airline, so there's no pressure to launch a torpedo. I tried to bypass the leak, but it's way back in the bilge underwater. I mean, there's no way to reach it. I can't fit.
And somebody else can do it.
I don't know. Maybe somebody smaller. That's Raptor Trigger. Coming up on 200 meters. You gotta pick one.
Trigger.
Light half of a tank. Move it, son. You got a job to do.
See here, we got no air pressure to fire the torpedo. One of these pipes is busted and it's leaking air.
How am I gonna find it?
You'll see bubbles coming out. A lot of them. Find the isolation valve after the leak. Crank it down. Got it?
Yeah.
Every this hose you can breathe through it. Now listen to me. As soon as you finish, you get out of there. Okay?
Yeah.
See the debris. I think they're buying it.
180 meters.
Chief, can you slow our ascent, son? We are not ready.
I can, sir. We got a one-way ticket topside.
If we surface without a torpedo to fire, we're dead.
One, but the other one's way in the back. I need some more slack on the hose to get to it.
That's all there is.
Can't reach it.
Just listen to me. You can reach it. And you will.
that bad.
Stop, I can't.
That's what you always think we got. You're gonna go back down in that build. You're gonna do your job, sailor. Report to me the instant that torpedo's ready to fire.
Yes, sir. 30 meters.
Follow me, Wes.
Destroyer's underway. Steady bearing. They're closing our position.
Shit. Come on, Trigger.
20 meters.
Hold on, we're gonna surface.
Ravens, go.
Right for us.
Helm, come right 10 degrees.
Helm, coming right 10 degrees, aye, sir.
Watch your bow plane.
Aye, sir. Watching my bow plane.
Tank, start the diesel. All ahead forward.
Trigger drowned.
give up, did he?
Neither did you, Mr. Tyler.
We can't keep her afloat much longer, sir.
This abandoned ship.